Emotional areas are something we all have experienced in one way or the other. And it is based on the understanding that whoever we are, wherever we go, whatever we do, we always leave an energetic imprint of ourselves behind. With all being energy, all is neutral in its original vibration, but with the ability to respond, it may shift its neutral vibration to a higher or a lower frequency. Imagine any surface, any item having a sponge-like character, and at all times they're soaking in on how we feel, what we think, what we do. Young artist, free and filled with dreams in a studio flat with a large centerpiece table, using it for all parts of her life, illustrations, celebrations, romantic dinners, lovemaking, studies. An elderly man, sitting in the same spot, the same chair every time he is calling somebody, complaining about his ongoing health problems, a constant of desperation, furiousness, giving up. A highly experienced yoga teacher who meditates every day at the same time, in the same spot, opening up to spirituality, human conditions, connections, world affairs. The same desk the single mother is reverting to every day, where in financially difficult times, the unopened invoices are piling up, the account statements, the lists on what to pay, what to sell, what to postpone, her struggle, all present. At first look, each one is trying to create a form of freedom, release, connection, control. But with the same thoughts, feelings, or actions dominating, accumulating, each one is creating that these deepen, become predominating vibration, continuing to affect themselves and others, positively and negatively as well. The apparent freedom might deepen to carelessness, release to self-abandonment, connection to mindfulness, control to fear. We all have become much more conscious when it comes to our personal and our professional life. And as we aspire balance in many aspects, we need to be aware of the individual energetic imprints we are creating in our very own space, and at the same time, the joint responsibility we have in creating spaces with distinct energetic patterns. With this in mind, let's make the first steps together. Let's switch on our senses. Let's start to pay attention without judging, just sensing and observing. On your outside walks or places you visit in your free time, are the places or parts you feel highly energized, maybe tingly, and others where you feel your legs are giving away or even depleted? At your office, do spaces or areas of different departments give you different feelings or a shift in thoughts? What do you observe when you enter and exit the building? Spending time at your favorite pub? Are you under the impression that you are picking up on the people around you, and do you have recognized people behaving differently in different areas of the pub? In your own space, Do you find yourself drawn to areas and avoid others? If you feel like, maybe take some notes to which you can come back to. There is no woo-woo here, there is no time you need to invest even, or special effort you need to make. It is simply about taking a few deep breaths, maybe slowing your pace a little, allowing your senses to open up, sensations and thoughts to flow in and out, to have a consciousness for your direct environment, to be attentive, to trust yourself. The most important, today don't judge, allow it to just be. And tomorrow, we will take the next step together.